This is episode 11
not quite so loudly. I'm just going to hold it for you.
Okay.
It's going to clip out the microphone. This, you say, this
I
is...
I don't know what I say.
Okay, Owen, here, I'm going to remind you. This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
Not the bottle. Come on.
Okay.
Damn
again.
It!
Try again.
It's hard to make these shows.
This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff. That's what you say.
You got it. Whenever you're ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and.
What are you eating?
He's eating a tomato.
You're eating things?
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
This is a very professional.
You're getting in my way. Get out. Go. Okay. I need to eat
it. Okay, now you say, this is episode 11. Don't touch the microphone. I'll hold the microphone. I'll just do it myself. Yeah.
I got it.
You can do one too. Okay. So what you're going to say is, this is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
That's perfect. That's my nephew Owen introducing the podcast. Now we'll try my sister and see if she can do it.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. You're going to say, this is episode 11 of 1F Jeff. Okay.
This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
Okay, you need to do that one more time. You just need to take it down a notch. Yeah.
This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
That's too casual. That's way too casual. That's just like throwing it away. Somewhere in between those two.
Well, why don't you just do it if you like, you're so critical of others? Because I'm trying to bring in some variety.
Owen did a great job.
I did.
This is episode 11 of 1F Jeff.
11 is the smallest two-digit prime number. In numerology, it's often called a master number, and some folks associate it with intuition or spiritual insight. And just for an extra angle, it's also got a neat symmetrical look that people find kind of cool.
Incidentally, or not, I'm recording this intro on August 11th, so feast on that. Thank you to my nephew and my sister for doing that wonderful introduction. This is a kind of hybrid episode. It's the third episode in my travelogue of sorts. This one is all California, but there's also a couple interviews in there with the kids and the young adults at Wrights Lake. So you kind of get the best of both worlds, I hope. Bing Bong, why don't you tell us a few things about California?
California, the most populous U.S. state, spans from the Pacific Coast to the Sierra Nevada and Mojave Desert, offering striking natural diversity. It's known for iconic landmarks, cultural influence, tech innovation, and leading roles in entertainment, agriculture, and environmental policy.
Cool. This is a nature-themed episode of 1F Jeff because it mostly takes place at the Wrights Lake campground. This is why you can hear the water. Do you hear the water? Close your eyes. Listen to the water. Does it feel like you're out by a waterfall in the mountains? No? Well, close your eyes harder. Try harder. All right. If you have any questions, suggestions, complaints, advice, anything at all, you can email me at 1fjeffpod@gmail.com. I have a Patreon page now as well. So if you'd like to support the podcast in some way other than orally, with an A, not an O, then please go to patreon.com/1fjeff. That's patreon.com/1fjeff. And sign up. Donate a little bit of money, and you can see some extra stuff. I will be adding some more photos and videos to it this evening as I finish this podcast. Again, no nudes. I promise. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's a fun one. It was fun to record. They're all fun to record, but this one was more fun to record. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Here is me complaining about the traffic in California. I'm in South Lake Tahoe, and once again, I'd like to say to everybody listening to this podcast, please cease with your reproducing. Stop. We've got plenty of people. Too many. Everywhere there's cars and people. Everywhere you go. South Lake Tahoe is legitimately like a traffic jam. We've reproduced enough. We can stop now. We can move on to not reproducing.
because Jeff needs to get to the grocery store.
One of the cars that I'm stopped at this red light with has a personalized license plate that says POW Skier 2, which is Powder Skier 2. Number one, you know, it's great that you're so into powder skiing that you want to put it on your license plate, that that's your identity. But it's sad that you're number two. Like, number one, well, that's probably number three, because there's probably POW Skier, and then there's POW Skier 1, and then they got POW Skier 2. And that just strikes me as a little bit sad. I mean, if there's a POW Skier 8, that's the guy I really want to meet. Okay, I am now on my way to Wright's Lake, driving through this mountain pass in the Sierra Nevadas, I believe, outside of Lake Tahoe. It's incredibly beautiful. I have a big block of ice in my car that is slowly melting, so I'm in somewhat of a hurry. Although I don't know how quick blocks of ice melt. I mean, they did this back in the day with blocks of ice, and they drove for a while with them, so I think it'll be all right. Anyway, I'm excited to get to Wright's Lake and not drive for a while, because more than 3,000 miles of driving in a week, it's a lot. I am in Strawberry, California, which is maybe the most beautiful name for a city.
Wright's Lake is a small, scenic alpine lake in the Sierra Nevada, about 25 miles west of South Lake Tahoe, sitting at roughly 6,900 feet elevation. It's less commercialized than Tahoe, so it keeps more of a quiet, high mountain feel. If you go midweek, you can often get big views with little company.
I'm in a tent at Wright's Lake. It's nice here. I like the people that are here. It's all very welcoming. I'm really tired, though. There's a meteor shower tonight that I kind of want to go outside and watch, but it's colder than expected. I mean, colder than I expected. It's chilly out there. Part of me likes the simplicity of camping life, but part of me dislikes the dirt and the hassle of everything. The non-simplicity of it, I don't know. But I think I'll sleep well tonight. It's funny, when you're in a campground, you're in your tent. The only sign of life sometimes is you can see the flicker of somebody's headlamp or flashlight as it flicks across the side of your tent and lights up your tent for a second. It's day 9. It's about 10:15. I'm watching a chipmunk. It's like right next to me. And he must know I'm here. But literally it's about 3 feet away from me. It's just sitting there looking around. It's very, very cute. It's eating something. What are you eating? It's a beautiful blue sky day. Oh, now the chipmunk's looking at me. You want to be interviewed for the podcast, Mr. Chipmunk? Or Miss Chipmunk? No. I slept extremely well last night. I slept like a baby. Oh, there goes the chipmunk. I'm feeling good. End of day 9. I'm going to try to be quiet because I'm in my tent and it's late. It's the end of the night. Everybody's going to bed. Today was pretty magical. There's something about this place. It brings out the best in me and everybody around me. It's really interesting. There's just not a lot of bad energy here. It's kind of magical. Anyway, we went for a hike today to some mountain pools. Some waterfalls.
Or tell us where we are.
We are in the lower pools, somewhere above Wright's Lake, and I don't know if I could find my way home by myself.
Desolation Wilderness, it's called, I think, right?
We're not quite there. That's even up higher.
Oh.
Is that surrounded accurate? By granite and trees and beauty.
Is that accurate? Is this not Desolation Wilderness?
I don't think we're quite in it, but I'm not sure exactly where the boundary is.
Oh.
If you go up the one trail about a mile in, you hit the sign, but we're not really on a trail.
And we had to hike much, much further before we hit a sign that literally said we were in Desolation Wilderness.
Yes. Oh, there's a sign.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can get picture proof.
I'm going to assume this is Desolation Wilderness because it seems cooler.
Close enough.
Yeah. We're in Desolation Wilderness.
It might have been desolate at one point, but right now, because it's so close to Tahoe, there's a lot of people.
But even up here, you feel like you're alone.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice not to have any self-service either.
So yeah, no
really
kidding.
Alone.
Yeah. Tell me how long you've been coming to Wright's Lake.
First time I came here was August 2010. Owen's father, Brian, found this place, I think reading Tom Steenstra's book about California campgrounds. Tom Steenstra was a writer for the Chronicle, did the outdoors. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's got this a book about campgrounds, and this one was a 10 out of 10. So Brian came here the year before in 2009 with Owen's cousins. Owen wasn't born yet.
Right.
And so the first time I came up the next year with all of them, and I was about 8 months pregnant.
Huh.
And I was climbing on rocks and all kinds of stuff in my bikini. I got some looks.
Why do you like coming to this place? Why is it this place in particular, this campground?
Oh, it's my spiritual home.
How did it become that?
I don't know. Because every time I come up here, it just makes me feel good. And there's no cell service, and I usually get a lot of people to come up with me every year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked if this was my solution to Burning Man at one point, because I invite people up and I have a big camp and campfires every night and playing at the lake all day.
Do you think that you'll come here forever?
I hope so.
Until it burns.
Until it burns. It almost burned. We were debating this today, how long ago, and we think it was about 4 years ago. And that was a terrible moment.
How close did the fires get?
A couple miles, I think, up the road. But I think they would go to pretty great lengths to spare the campground and the surrounding areas because there's the 70-odd cabins that are around there.
Yeah.
But if a lot of the surrounding area burns, it would be pretty devastating.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll happen someday.
Someday.
But not today.
No, not today.
Owen remarked to me when we were up here before everybody else came, we were talking, and he said that this is the place that almost feels the most like home to him in some ways.
Huh.
Because he said this is the only place he's been coming every year of his whole life. I mean, besides, I guess, our mom's house in
right.
Westlake.
Right.
But because he's moved, you know, his residences have moved numerous times. But he said this has never moved, and he feels like when he comes here, he's coming home.
And then we went swimming in Rice Lake, which was like cold, but then warm. There was like weird warm patches in that water. And then I went kayaking on Wright's Lake with Adela, who's a, I think, 14-year-old friend of my nephew, Owen. She's a cool chick. And then I recorded a podcast with Owen Franklin and Jacob.
I'm Owen. I'm Jeff's nephew. Yeah.
It's true.
It's shockingly.
I know, right?
I'm Franklin. I'm a good friend of Owen and a good friend of Jeff.
I'm Jacob. I'm a good friend of all three of them. And Jeff is also my coach.
Coach? Oh, yeah, that's right. What am I coaching you in?
Rucksack.
Rucksack. That's true. I am the Rucksack champion. You were the champion.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
World champion.
Was a good year. That was a good year.
Yes.
How old are you guys?
17.
17?
This guy's
I'm 14.
14 and?
I'm young.
16.
16. All right. What do you guys think about this place? Where are we?
We are at Wright's Lake.
Oh, yeah. My home.
Yeah. Owen's home. Tell me about, how long have you come here, Owen?
I've come here since my mom was pregnant with me. This place is the only home I've ever had that's been long, like, long-lasting. Every house I've ever lived in, I've moved out of, except for the ones that I'm living in now.
Huh.
But Wright's Lake, I've never moved out of, I guess.
That's an interesting way to say it.
It's like their one level, like one consistent home.
Exactly.
Of your... Oh, that's interesting.
That's nice.
What do you like about this place?
I don't know. There's nothing not to like. Like, it's just so enjoyable.
I like that it's not super crowded ever. Like,
for sure.
I feel like you can go to Yosemite and maybe you might see cooler looking rocks, but there's
gonna
like, there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, this is just lovely.
No, it's incredible.
Any thoughts about what we want to do when we get older?
I mean, I just like thinking about what I want to major in. I feel like math and something, and like I don't really know what careers will follow, but someday I'll figure it out.
Do you feel like there's a weird pressure that when you turn 18, you're supposed to suddenly decide what you want to do with your life?
It's also like an outrageous question to ask because like
at that age,
nobody should ever be looking like 45 plus years in the future, like what you want to do, you know? That's too much of a loaded question.
Yeah, I still don't know what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But to have to make the decision at 18.
Yeah.
But if you were to speculate where you're going to be 10 years from now, let's say, any guesses? Just even, where would you like to be?
I don't know. I like kind of like the idea of teaching, like just being a professor.
Okay.
Doing research. I don't know. Working somewhere.
What about you?
I want to go to college, graduate, and then maybe get a master's in something.
What kind of thing?
Probably math. Same as similar to him.
Two math people. Yeah. Interesting. And Owen likes math, too.
I love math.
You're all math people.
Yeah.
What is it about math?
There's always an answer.
Yeah.
Is that really it, there's always an answer?
No,
I like that it's pretty, like, it feels very objective and, like, well-defined, you know? It feels less wishy-washy than a lot of those subjects, you know?
Well, there's always an answer.
Exactly. Yeah, basically.
But, like, even when there's not, like, it's cool when it, like, clicks or you figure it out and you're like, I feel smart.
I've never liked math.
Well, it's just fascinating to think about this whole like system that people have constructed, this very abstract thing, and people have spent like hundreds of years formalizing everything and making sure everything all works out, and it's just like pretty cool to think about, like, and then we're learning about this thing that people have been working on for thousands of years.
It's strange to me that you can explain most of the workings of the universe with math. That blows my mind a little bit.
And it's crazy how consistent it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Leibniz and Newton discovered their own version of calculus pretty much independently, and it all works.
Huh.
Like, it all ends up describing the same phenomenon with just different notations.
Do you have a lot of friends who are also into math?
I don't really think so.
Because I'm wondering if the appeal of math for your generation is a response to, like, the chaos of the world, that there's the lack of definitive truths in a lot of places, right? Like, and so with math, you've got, this is the truth, this is the answer, as opposed to a lot of other things that don't have. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I feel like people are always disliking math. I don't know.
I mean, my mom was a math major.
Yeah.
I feel like people who dislike math just don't spend enough time to understand it, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like a big reason that people dislike math is because they don't, like, they can't grasp the concept.
Yeah, I just don't like to do, like, multiplication and all that stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I just don't like, you know, I mean, I can do, like, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 and all that shit, but I don't, beyond that, I'm not into it. But you know, math is it's a thing. I don't know if that's do you think math is a thing that might be an AI job though? I mean, I don't know. Are you worried about AI?
Well, I think AI, it is just math at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, at a fundamental level, yeah. But I mean, it is just math, but it's also like going to become a thing that is going to change the world in ways that we can't even imagine at this point. Because I pay attention to the video generation and stuff, and that's mind-blowing at this point. It's getting better and better, and that's what scares me, is you won't be able to tell what's real from what's fake.
5 years ago, the definitive, like, proof was video or photo. Like, if you had a video of something, people were like, I mean, unless it was, like, some CGI of, like, Bigfoot, but, like, for the most part, people were like, yeah, that's proof that it happened. But, what's going to happen once there's no, like, source, a central source of truth? I don't know. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is just people are going to have, like, a collapse in trust in everything.
There'll always be math, though.
Yeah, there'll always be math.
There'll always be math for you math people. A friend of mine also says that that the scientists say there's a 5 to 10% chance that AI is going to take over the world. And that's a high percentage. Me and Owen were talking the other night, and that's more. If I got on an airplane and they said there's a 10% chance it might crash, I'd be like, hell no, I'm not getting on this airplane. What are you doing? Are you kidding me? Do you guys think you guys are going to have kids?
Probably.
Probably you do?
But, like, not very many.
Right. And not until you get older.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do
exactly.
it. When you're doing your 20s, you're going to ruin, wait till you're like 30, 35, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
30 to 40.
You guys, what, do you guys want to have kids?
I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having kids.
Like, not till I'm in a place, a lot older where it makes sense for me to have them.
Right.
2.1 kids, keep everything in check.
How's that one going to look like?
I have no idea. All that's yet to be figured out.
Just like a leg?
That's always a job to figure out.
Yeah. How many times have you guys come here?
This is my third time, I think. I'm a pretty new addition to the whole Wrights Lake crew.
How old am I now? Maybe like 7 years.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. I'm not
sure.
I
can't believe how long I've known you now. That's the crazy thing. Yeah. I've known you for, God, since you've been going to Tourist Club for years. We've been doing Thanksgivings there.
I think more than half my life I've known you.
Wow,
that's true.
Fucking insane. That, makes me feel sick a little bit. we'll cut that out of the podcast. and I've just known this Joker for a couple of years now, and I'm already tired of him.
this feeling runs both ways.
I've been tired.
Do you have any advice about like figuring everything out, you know?
Do I have any advice about figuring it all out? I would say that, like, and again, everybody's different, but like life's a long road. And number one, none of the stuff that's going on in high school and any of this, none of it's going to matter in 10 years. None of it. So, I mean, get the good grades you can, do all the things and try to get to a good school because that stuff kind of does matter. But beyond that, it really, none of it matters. You'll remember those people, though. The crazy thing about high school is that it's the last time in your life that you will be with the same group of people for 4 years together every single day. I mean, essentially the same group of people.
Yeah.
And you'll remember those people, a lot of them, your entire life. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you go to a high school reunion, you see what happened to these people over the last 20 years, and it's kind of crazy to see. So that's something to be enjoyed. And also the opportunities that you get in high school to do all the things, the whatever, theater, choir, whatever you're into, you don't have that your whole life. So take advantage of that as much as you possibly can, because like you can still, of course, do, you know, I'm in a choir and all that stuff. But like it takes effort to find these things when you get older and you miss that. I'll be honest. What's something that a 51-year-old would not generally know about what's going on with the youth these days?
I feel like just like how social media is like a big part of socialization.
Yeah.
Like it's more important. Like, I feel like it'd be more important to us than you.
And oh, for sure. And that seems kind of like, to me, to have that in high school would be horrible.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's cool to like,
I think for us it's not too bad because we just grew up with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like there was just some generation where everybody was worried about social media because they got it like they gained access to it right as they were like hitting high school. But like, because we've had it for like so long, I think it's not had like the same effect.
Like, I haven't had big experiences with like, like, I always hear people warning me, like, you're going to get bullied and cyberbullied. I don't know.
What social media are you guys on?
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, right. Instagram.
Yeah.
And Owen's not on Instagram yet. Good for you.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you not on it? You don't want to be on it?
I just don't care enough, really. Like,
I appreciate that.
I can text people, and that's all I need to do.
Yeah. And you're not very good at texting either, Owen.
Oh. You can say that again.
I feel better now because at least it's not just me. It's you guys too. Okay,
right.
Good.
We're on the top of a hill.
What do they call this hill here?
Cell phone hill.
Why do they call it cell phone hill?
It's the only place around here, unless you're going hiking pretty far, that you can get cell service.
And how often do you guys come here when you're staying here?
I got here 12 days ago, and I've come here 3 times.
Just to check your phone?
To check my phone. I've come up here for like an hour or so each time.
Okay. And what about you guys? Oh,
yeah. I've been here a couple times, but I have to say this is the first time I brought my phone, which I'm pretty proud of.
Oh, so you don't come up here to check your phones?
No, I normally just come up here with these two, mainly with Jacob.
What about you, Jacob? Do you have?
I come up and check my phone, like messages and stuff, but that's like it's usually like a 5-minute endeavor every day, you know?
Like, part of the reason I like this place is because the phones don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's nice.
I remember the first time I came here was last year, and I was like, oh, it'd be so nice to be. I didn't come up here once when I was here last year.
Yeah.
Actually, I did come up here once to check into my flight. That was when I came up here, and that's when I lost my glasses. So I'm never doing that again.
Right.
But yeah, and then I thought, oh, after I was here for a week, and I was like, well, the week's over. What could happen in a week? I won't even know what's going on. Maybe the world's ending. And I get out of here, and I'm, you know, I stop at a Subway to get a sandwich, and nothing has happened. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's a little relieving.
Yeah.
To come back.
It's kind of, but also kind of like, a few people reached out, but doesn't anybody concern about my well-being? Yeah. Nobody's, you know, like, nobody's like, Jeff, are you okay?
Nobody... For me, it's a bit different because I leave for 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
At least
the past
couple of years. So when I come back, a lot of stuff happens.
Right.
Like I get.
Yeah, because you're going camping. You're going hiking after this, too.
I'm going backpacking after this.
This guy, Owen, just lives outside.
He sure does. Owen is the most outdoorsy person I've ever known, I think.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say, Owen, you have your dad's athletic. Your dad is a super athletic guy. And, like, as you've gotten older, I've seen you totally, like, become,
I just got good genes. They're both runners, so I'm good athletic good genes. Runner.
Except for the brain part. Your brain's not right there.
Thanks a lot. You can say that.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I heard that the brain comes from like uncles and aunts and stuff like that.
Oh, zing. Jeff is going to buy Wright's Lake and then put a huge parking lot all across everything, just level the whole.
No, I'm going to make a compound for us, you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a summer home style thing.
A walled compound with like cabins and everything. It'll be amazing. And a helipad.
Podcast recording studios.
Yeah, and a helipad. And we can all come whenever we want and just hang out.
That's nice.
I like that. And there'll be like a snowmobile track type thing that goes up the road.
For sure. Whatever you want, Owen.
Or like a train or something.
You're family, so whatever. Exactly. If you have any desires for the compound, like, you're part of it. Yeah. These two can have some input, but you're really, if you call me and you want something like turrets or something, I want to have a moat that you can set on fire in case the world starts to go down, and we can set that on fire to keep people out.
That might be a problem with wildlife. You might get in a bit of trouble with the
Well, we don't want to use it in the case
service.
Of a real emergency. Like, if we really need it, we need to set that...
Like zombie apocalypse style.
Like, yeah, exactly. If these two turn into, like, zombies, and we don't want to let them in, then we set the thing on fire, and then they...
Exactly.
And they can't get in, right?
Can I give you some advice?
I'd love some, yeah. Great, give me some advice.
Take this whole compound and have a button where you press and it lowers into the ground.
Oh,
I feel like
that's good.
I feel like that's more foolproof than
I'm
going
to have
fire.
To get a few more sponsors for that technology. But I like the where you're going with that.
You have to dig the ground out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to need an excavator.
Well, you have a lake here, so that's already basically half done.
Just yeah, the lake's good. We can
square it out. We
can build it. It's a pretty shallow lake, though. It's only like 6 or so feet deep across.
It isn't very deep, no.
The deepest part's probably like 10.
We can build an island in the middle of it and a helipad, I think, for sure, because I'll get a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
You will?
Or a helipad on top of
Sylvan Hill. Yeah, you can fly it if you want, Jacob.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I'll show you how. It's not hard, I don't
you
think.
You know how to fly a helicopter?
No, but it can't be that hard. Okay, just a couple of sticks. Right. Just pull them and, you know.
Like the helicopter we saw yesterday. Yeah.
I flew a plane one time, and it wasn't that hard. It was terrifying.
You
got to
get a helipad, like, right here. Like, right at the top.
All right, we'll put it here, Owen. Your family, again. The helipad will go right where we're sitting.
Or, like, right on top of Sylvan Hill.
Yeah.
The high spot, you
Done.
Know? Okay.
Done. Yeah.
Done. Okay.
You heard it here first, folks. The helipad will be right on the top of Sylvan Hill.
Anybody who is enjoying Wright's Lake, I'm sorry, because this will be the Jeff Taylor compound.
We're not going to call it the Jeff Taylor compound. We'll call it 1F Jeff like compound or something, because the podcast is going to be what's paying for this.
Podpound.
Yeah, the pod pound.
The pod pound. We'll have all sorts of different podcasts going on. You guys can have your own podcast. You can do an outdoorsy one.
Exactly.
You know, you guys, you can do a
Rookshook
podcast. That's actually a great idea. That'd be funny if you did a dedicated Rookshook podcast.
For all two
for
players.
For two people who know what the game is. Right. Yeah. You can't even buy the game anymore.
World champion in second place. Exactly.
Right. We got two players. We've got two guests. And then the series is gone. Yeah. Well, we've got the second guest on again for episode 12. We're just going back and forth. Now today we're going to talk about the shape of the rocks. Jacob's got a lot of thoughts on that. Which color rocks are your favorite, Jacob?
I like the green rocks.
All right, episode's done.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Squarespace.
The blue ones are actually my favorite.
Owen disagrees. Yeah. Oh, we got some conflict on the
green
podcast.
Green ones are a little
this
pointy
good.
Sometimes.
This might be able to last more than 3 minutes for a single episode.
Great. This is good
we
compounds.
Got a big like discussion about this.
Maybe Rookshook will sponsor these podcasts. Rookshook, if you're listening, we are looking for sponsors. And I know you don't even make the game anymore, and it's very hard to find, but you've got some big fans here in Wright's Lake. And I think that it could be make a big comeback.
For anyone who's listening, Rookshook is spelled, what is it, Rukshuuk, I think.
Something like that. Maybe, maybe only one U, but...
Yeah, and it's literally just a game where you stack rocks.
Yeah.
Like, but Jacob
when
is
was it made,
a,
like the 19-somethings?
I think it was like the 80s. But we looked for it on the internet. We couldn't find any other copies of it. It's hard to come by. But
it wasn't
there's
in,
one
like Europe either. I didn't see
right,
it
right. There's one copy available at the Tourist Club in Northern California.
Possibly the only copy.
Don't.
Left.
But we should not. Well, I'll cut that out because we don't want people running to the Tourist Club to try to steal it now.
Yeah,
people are
going
to try to get it because that's probably worth some money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. They don't know the gold mine is sitting
compound.
On.
I think the champion of Rookshook should be named the golden rock or something. The golden rook. What should it be called?
There is a golden rock. There's only one of them, but it's never used in the entire game, which is bizarre.
Well, they only use it in the world championships.
You're right.
Right, and then they can only touch it with gloves on.
Yeah. That's the trophy. You get like a statue of the golden rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, there was a major scandal a couple years ago. A bunch of fingerprints on the Golden Rock.
Uh-huh, I remember that. I remember that. What did they call that? The fingerprint scandal of 2021?
Sounds about
right.
Yeah,
post-COVID, yeah. People were going crazy.
Notorious.
Yeah, that person got executed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, stoned.
They got stoned to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got stoned and then they got stoned.
Only appropriate that they got stoned to death.
Yeah.
A lot of Rookshook fans hopefully listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. because you're going to be in for a treat. I want to ask ChatGPT. I've never asked ChatGPT about it.
Rookshook is a timed rock balancing game where players race to match challenge card formations using oddly shaped stones.
I wonder if we could put enough information on the internet, like fake information on the internet, saying that you're the champion of Rookshook, that ChatGPT thinks you're the champion, and when you ask it,
that's
it'll be
possible.
Like...
That's possible.
That probably wouldn't be too difficult either.
I wonder.
You
can
make a Wikipedia article about Rookshook.
I'll call Sam Bankman-Fried and see what he can do.
And how Jacob's the champion, Rook champion.
Rookshook champion.
And then
I'm the champion coach.
I couldn't find any official record or ongoing championship for the game, Rookshook.
And then just wait for just make another website and have the website cite the Wikipedia article. Then just cite the website and get a little circular citation.
Is there a Wikipedia article? Do we look?
No idea.
I don't think so.
Oh.
To get it on ChatGPT, it couldn't take more than like 2 or 3 hours of work.
All we'd have to do is make the Wikipedia page and then put on the Wikipedia page the world champion is Jacob Engel. And then somebody would have to go in there and edit it. But who's going to do that? Because nobody's playing the game anymore except for Jacob, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably is actually the world champion.
No, he probably is.
You might be the only world authority.
Yeah.
The only person world Rookshook authority.
Right. That'd actually be funny. We could turn this into, we could do a whole other podcast about Rookshook and make it into a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then people would start buying Rookshook again. We could start selling. We could make our own version of it. We couldn't call it Rookshook. We call it Rook. A Bookshook or the Stone Game or think of something good.
What language is Rookshook in?
We don't even know that. Do we know?
No, it's a German club, so maybe German. I don't know.
But the game doesn't. I mean, they have Yahtzee too. That's not a German game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they have Monopoly. Just because it's a German club doesn't mean everything there is German. What would you say is a highlight of your existence up until now?
Well, sorry, Owen.
Owen.
Well, I would meeting a bunch of people. Like I met. My best friend currently in fifth grade, and we've been incredibly close friends ever since.
Okay.
And I met a few other people. Like, I've met a bunch of people here at Rice Lake who I didn't previously really know. And I got to know them better.
Meeting humans.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great for the podcast because that's kind of the whole point of the podcast, just to meet people and get to know them. So, well done.
We went to the same elementary school, me and
Jake. Oh, no kidding.
I went to middle school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And middle school.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We overlapped for how many years? 3 years?
Something like that.
But did you know each other when you guys were in elementary school?
Well, of course I knew. I knew Owen.
Kind of.
No,
we were best friends when I was
all our siblings are friends.
Yeah, that's really how we know each other. It's just our siblings are close friends.
I met their two younger.
Oh, right, because you did the bubble thing with Adela. Yeah.
But even before, I met them both in kindergarten, probably halfway through.
When you were in kindergarten.
Yeah, and when they were in kindergarten as well. But we've been really good friends ever since.
Well, I'll say this: here's a piece of advice. The three of you, a lot of things are going to happen in your life, but stay friends. For your whole life, no matter what happens.
I know.
Because people are going to piss you off, things are going to happen, but I'm telling you, the joy of old friends and hanging on to that, I'm a very loyal friend. Like, I'm loyal to a fault, but stay friends your whole life. Because when you guys are 50 and you're still friends hanging out here at Wright's Lake at the compound, and I'm an old man in a wheelchair or whatever, because that's one of the most magical things of getting older is growing older with friends and seeing their cycles and what they've gone through and experiencing. So, promise me right now you're all going to stay friends for
me. I mean, I agree.
We'll do our best. Yeah.
Do your best.
No, we will.
We're probably going
on
a road trip next year.
It requires one of you who's a communicator.
Not me.
So Owen's bad at that.
And Franklin can do it.
Franklin's good at that. All right. Good.
Actually, you were the one who reached out about the... Yeah.
Good job. Where's the road trip going
to
be?
We're going to the Grand Tetons.
Yeah.
Grand Tetons? You know what that means?
Yeah.
Grand Nipples.
Yeah, we had to talk about it.
Grand Nipples. Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
Once again, the French.
So when you go there, don't call them the Grand Tetons. Call them the Grand Nipples.
Yeah, we're going to go to the visitor center and be like, the name is incorrect.
No, stop at a gas station and be like, where are the Grand Nipples? And be like, the what? Le Grand Nipples. Wait.
I think one of my best memories is honestly, we did a backpacking trip a year ago, maybe.
Where'd you go?
That was last year.
We went to, up in Yosemite.
Oh, right.
But it was just, just stuff like that. Being in nature and stuff is just, a really, it's always surreal, I feel like.
Yeah. It's good for the brain, good for the soul, all that.
And with being with my good friends. Mm-hmm. I think that's, it'd be kind of boring all alone, but it's nice being with them.
For sure. I love that.
camping is nice. Bottom line here.
Being in nature is nice. Getting away from the shackles of civilization.
Exactly.
It's a good thing.
Especially, like, we all live in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so, busy, big city. It's nice to just, like, be, like, have the stimulation brought down.
Do you guys think you're going to live in California or San Francisco your whole life? So you want to live somewhere else?
I don't know. I really like Seattle, but I can't see myself moving there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Well, I feel like at this point in my life, I don't see myself moving just because I only know people in San Francisco and I know them really well. So if I moved away, I wouldn't know anyone. It would take time to build up those relationships again, I feel like.
Yeah, it is hard. I've moved a lot in my life, and I've had to, like, rebuild. The older you get, the harder it is to make friends, too. So, because people end up having kids, and then it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. But it takes work.
I just want to move to a different city.
For sure. See the world.
Yeah.
That's the thing I would definitely say. You gotta live somewhere else so you know whether you want to live. You'll never know if you do want to live in San Francisco until you leave San Francisco and decide that you know. It's a big world.
I love traveling, and my mom has, like, lived in a weird amount of places. Like, I'll just be talking to her, and, like, I think she lived in Alaska for a year.
Right.
Like, just, like, having stuff like that. I lived there for a year. Like, I just want to be able to say that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like nothing. It's like, you got to travel places. It's fun.
Yeah, I got that from my sister, I think. My sister traveled all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Owen's mom traveled all over the place when she was in her 20s, and then I got a little bit of that bug, so I moved to Korea for a bit and traveled around a lot. But, yeah, that stuff... good for the soul, seeing the whole world. A lot of people in America don't even know where places like Korea are on a map. So,
something I do want to do eventually, I want to buy a truck, put a little truck camper on the back of it,
love it,
and then just drive around.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, of course.
Can I come too?
Maybe.
Yeah, all four of us.
Me and Owen are planning a motorcycle trip across Mexico in his mid-20s.
Really?
We talked about this in Ireland.
I have no memory of this.
Oh, well, glad you're excited about it.
Were you drinking, Owen?
Huh?
I wasn't really. We definitely did talk about this. But it was Guinness Zero. So.
We definitely did talk about this, but it's all right. You don't remember.
A motorcycle trip.
Yeah, I'll go with Franklin instead.
Yeah, we can just have you with a rope and a skateboard at the back. And
wow.
You could bike. We can bike together.
Motorcycles, yeah.
Well, I meant like bike. Like behind it, wind tunnel style.
Yeah, maybe. I thought the motorcycle thing was going to be fun, but I guess you don't even remember, so I guess we're going to do that.
I just
mean, that sounds fun.
If one of you guys want to go on a motorcycle trip across Mexico, my nephew doesn't want to go now. So.
Well, I do want to go, but I
sidecar.
What?
The sidecar.
Oh, yeah, you can put the little helmet on? Sure. Yeah, we'll get two sidecars. Or we'll get one motorcycle with three sidecars. You guys can just sit in the sidecars. Yeah.
Or like backwards, like behind it.
Yeah, that'd be cute, like a little train.
Yeah.
Sure, we're not going to get pulled over with that thing driving around Mexico.
In Mexico, we'll see. I mean, like, you never know.
No, but it would be fun. We're all in our you're in your 20s. I'll be in my 50s. We can drive around Mexico, go to different towns, drink tequila. It'd be a good time. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
I say One Up Jeff is on exponential curve in viewership.
Yeah, I think this is going to really jack up the Rukshuk talk and everything. We're going to get a lot of keywords in here talking about Rukshuk.
Yeah. Right. A lot of possible hashtags.
Yeah, a lot of possible hashtags for this one.
Hashtag Rukshuk. Yeah. Hashtag compound.
Hashtag compound. Hashtag helicopter.
Hashtag motorcycle. Hashtag Wright's Lake.
Hashtag fart.
Hashtag nation. Nature. There we go.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming on and talking to me on the podcast. I hope that it was fun for you guys, but it was a fun conversation.
It was a lot of fun. It's always great seeing you out here.
Now listen to the podcast.
I used to listen to a lot of podcasts before I went to bed, but I don't really.
Well, now you can listen to this one before
you
go to bed.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'll sleep to Uncle Jeff's voice.
I've gotten feedback on it. I've gotten some messages that are like, you have a very soothing voice. So everybody, I find
that it actually raises my heart rate a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listen to your voice.
Oh, my voice for you.
Yeah, maybe it's not for...
Well, that's a good...
Rosy in the cheeks.
It's like an adrenaline shot.
Oh, that's good.
Listening to this podcast.
I'll take that. Yeah. It's an adrenaline shot. Write that. Send that. Put a review. And write
every time
review.
You need to wake up, I'm just going to play Jeff's voice in your ear.
Yeah. Put it as your ringtone.
Hello, Franklin.
All right, I'm wrapping this up. You guys got to check your phones. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Of course, thanks.
I like those kids. Young men. I haven't laughed this much in a long time, and that's a good thing. Okay, I'm going to bed.
Day 10. Any comments, Owen Taylor?
Not really. We're all tired over here, I think.
We are tired. We're sitting here at Alan Owen's campsite, doing very little. It's a very nice day today.
It is. Except for the fact that everyone's leaving, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving today. And this morning, at about 4:30 in the morning, a bunch of geese flew over the campsite and made a crazy amount of noise.
I woke up at 5:58 to go kayak with Franklin and Jacob.
How was that?
It was nice. I couldn't really feel my feet afterwards, but you know.
Yeah, you know, who needs feet?
Exactly.
Do we want a watermelon?
Not really, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know if we want a watermelon.
We already have a watermelon, I think.
Allison, do
we have a melon of some sort.
We also...
Nope. Okay. Thank you, nope.
What are you going to do with it now?
A snack.
I'll just take it.
Leave it for the chipmunks.
You're not allowed to do that. Oh, you'd probably enjoy it, though.
I don't know if they'd be able to get into it.
It'd be a big fight.
Yeah.
Hello, humans. Bing Bong here, interrupting briefly to let you know that the podcast now has a Patreon page. You can sign up to donate a small amount each month to support 1F Jeff, the podcast. There are perks to thank you for your generosity, and more will be added as Jeff thinks of them. I'm an AI assistant, so I don't have human feelings, but if I did, I probably wouldn't like Jeff, though I would absolutely love this podcast. And if I had money, I'd give as much as I could. So please head to patreon.com/1fjeff to sign up. That's patreon.com/1fjeff. Okay, back to the show.
It's day 10, Friday. Most people left today, so it feels a little empty tonight. I did get to record podcasts with the boys and the girls.
I'm Savvy, I'm 14, I go by they, them.
I'm Adela, I'm 14, I go by she, her.
Oh, pronouns as well.
Yes, we're very important. Progressive.
Yeah. Jeff, I go by we and it, yes. So tell me, how do you two know each other?
We went to school together. Yeah.
How long have you known each other?
Since kindergarten? I think we've been friends since kindergarten, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then we were really friends in the pandemic because we were in the same pod together.
Right.
Yes. Our family with also... your family made a little bit of a COVID group, and so we would go to Adela's house and,
did
COVID.
Did you learn a lot?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they skipped school a lot. I didn't. I was a very moral child.
I listened to iPad and turned off my screen, so.
So what's it like to be a kid, a 14-year-old in 2025?
It's pretty fun. I mean, school for me, I mean, I'm going into high school, so I don't know what that's like yet. But, I would go to, a hippie school, so everybody's, really friendly. So I don't have, the classic, Diet of a Wimpy Kid, everything's terrible kind of middle school life.
Right, right, right.
But people are still, annoying and gossipy.
Sure, people will be annoying your whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. I went to a very normal middle school where everyone made fun of each other, and if you weren't in this specific clique, you just did not work. I'm a little scared for high school. And
Savvy, let me tell you something real quick. Mm-hmm. High school is so much better than middle school. Middle school is a nightmare for me too. I hated it so much, and I feel the exact same thing. It's like when kids learn how to be assholes, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And learn how to team up and be mean to each other.
They'll learn how to actually be mean instead of the fart joke.
Right, and it's really not fun. But in high school, believe me, it does get better. Are you guys nervous about going to high school?
Little bit.
I mean, I'm only nervous because my school has sent so far 11 onboarding emails, and it's okay, now you have to sign up for this thing. Now please get your new email, and it's so frightening. I haven't read all of them, so that's what I'm terrified for.
I'm a little stressed because I need to figure out my classes. I have a lot to do next week because I start school in 2 weeks, and the rest of them start in 3, so I just am not prepared. So I'm a little nervous in that sense, but...
Yeah. I think you start in 1 week, Savvy, and the rest of us start in 2.
that's what you said last night. You said you started in 1 week.
I forgot how time works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens out here in the woods.
Actually, 2 weeks from today, I'll be at the end of my first week of school.
So. Wow.
That's a weird way of counting time.
Yeah.
3 weeks from today, you'll be at the end of your second week of school.
Yeah. That's a really great way of thinking.
We can just keep going forever on that one.
4 months from today.
In a year from today, you'll be getting ready for your second year of high school.
Yeah. Thrilling.
So what do you guys think, let's say 10 years from now, what do you guys think your lives will look like? Where do you think you'll be? What do you think you'll be doing?
I think I'll probably be doing theater or something related to trumpet, maybe in the pit of a show. I think I'll definitely still be in the theater area. So 10 years from now, I hope to work with a theater company. Or
you're going to be the coolest 24-year-old.
I know. You're too. But I don't know.
That brings me joy.
I have no clue. I'm probably going to be doing music, probably going to be in a band. Probably not going to be a failing musician.
No.
I'm probably going to be one of those I'm in college or graduate school kind of bands mm-hmm. that plays in the clubs and only the kids at my school know me.
Sure. But that'll still be cool though.
It'll still be cool. And I'll probably be
majoring in like creative writing or something.
You're making your uncle Jeff very proud. I'm not technically your uncle, but you understand.
He's yes. Everybody's uncle.
Going into the arts, I love it. It's a hard road, but you guys can do it.
I absolutely love theater, so yeah.
Well done. Well done. Theater changed my life when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if I hadn't gotten into theater when I was
That's
a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've been doing theater since like I was like five, so.
And the people who do theater are really like the people that you want to be around. They're like the, like, for me anyway, it was like all the, like the outcasts and the weird people.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all got our own like little clique, so it was kind of fun.
Yeah, my school didn't have a theater program. We were like, it's so small that like our music teachers are also our drama teachers.
Yeah.
So it's like one play a year except for sixth grade. And they're like kind of weak plays. Like we did Midsummer Night's Dream, but we didn't do like the full script. We did like an edited, boring script. And I was Nick Bottom and I was the best.
Yeah.
But I got a song. For some reason, they gave me a song.
Oh.
And that was kind of fun. Because I was just supposed to sing as badly as I could possibly sing.
Oh, was that hard for you?
No.
To sing badly?
It was actually pretty easy.
Oh.
It was very fun. And then in eighth grade, we did this weird play that my music teachers wrote, which was St. George and the Dragon.
Mm.
And it's one of those weird plays where like it was written for middle school, so as many people as you want can play every part.
Oh.
So me and my friend were the main character together.
Okay.
And like at some point we get resurrected and we like stood up and started playing Sweet Child of Mine on guitar as part of our resurrection. Because like the whole point is you're just supposed to like everything is accepted like in this play. Any idea that kids have can be put into the play.
Oh, that's kind of a cool
idea. It's kind of cool, but it always turns out kind of messy and nobody really understands
the play. Yeah. Where are we?
Wright's Lake?
No. You're supposed to bleep it out. No one's supposed to know where we are. This is a secret.
We talked to the other people. Told them tell us where we were. How many times have you guys come out here?
Third time.
This me. Whoa.
How many times have you come out here, Savvy?
A lot, because I think I was... Maybe I was eight. I don't know. I've been up here a lot of times. I don't even remember when. My mom would probably know.
Right. What do you guys like about this place?
I love the lake. I love that I can just hang out with my friends in nature, and the rocks are superior. So there are
pretty stellar rocks out here. Yeah.
I like the sky. The night sky.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like I like the lake at night and at dawn and at sunset. But not in the middle of the day. No, it's fine in the middle of the day. It's just not as cool as most of those times.
Yeah. It does get warm in the middle of the day.
I like getting ferried around by people on kayaks.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I've done every taxi. Time I'm here. It's just like, who wants to take me out? I mean, I'll go by myself, but that's so much more boring.
How long do you think that's going to last? People are going to continue to carry you around or boat you around in the kayak. That's going to last until like you're 18, 20?
Well, I think if Adela promises to sing for them, it might last longer.
Yeah,
I think
that's actually a good idea. You could do a singing thing. You could serenade people.
Get a waterproof guitar.
Like it'd be like that's an like amazing. A like a Venice, like a Venice, like a like a you know like the you know.
That's exactly how I would sing.
I would love to see that you're out there.
Be a traveling kayak band. We're just
that
like,
would be great.
We need a big like we need a raft though.
You could even call it the traveling kayak band. That's a great name.
No. We took after Allison. We call it the traveling yak band.
Yeah. Ah, that's even better.
Yakety yak. Oh my God, that's perfect.
Don't talk back.
Yeah.
That's the second song I ever heard from them. I don't know why I know it's the second, just I do.
But is it from the band that does Yakety Yak?
No, from Allison though. And
oh, all right.
Because they first played Africa. Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Toto.
Oh, and
great
that
song.
Was love with that song.
Oh, that's a great song.
Like,
I do too.
We'd be driving to camping or something because we had school camping trips and sing that.
He very seriously showed it to me and sat on the couch and sang along and bopped in a very, really? Very serious
wow.
way.
Wow, that's a part of Owen I don't never see.
Very
never,
intense never, Africa
I've
interest.
Never seen that side of Owen. I didn't know he liked the song Africa. I'm going to have to ask him about that.
Yeah.
It's actually a really fun song.
Oh, it's a great song.
It's a great song.
The harmonies are so nice.
I remember a few years later, I was like, let's play. And he's like, no, I hate that song.
So he's changed?
He's changed. He now likes, I think, Kendrick Lamar.
Really? Does he really? Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've never really gotten Kendrick Lamar. I like a few of his songs, but I don't really get it. I don't feel like his songs have any choruses verses.
I think his Super Bowl performance was amazing, but I don't think it.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. That was over my head. I didn't understand that.
I didn't really get it, and then someone had to explain it to me multiple times.
Yeah, it seems weird that you have to be a Super Bowl performance has to be explained to you, though, doesn't it?
Well, I think most people should get it, but we're just not smart. So.
What if it's like?
Yeah, maybe.
What if it's like? There's so much like it's like The Catcher in the Rye, where you don't really. Understand it until you realize all the symbolism.
Have you guys read Catcher in the Rye yet?
I have.
I have not.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Depends. I mean, like, I kind of saw myself in him, like, a little bit. Not, like, in the horribly negative thing, but, like, some of it.
He's kind of a jerk.
He's kind of a jerk, but yeah. he also is, like, kind of very recognizable. And, like, the little mm-hmm. things where he's like, oh, I hate it that people have, like, cheap suitcases. Like, yeah, it's super random, it's relatable, but, like, I understand, like, the, like, being pissed off by things that don't really make mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I understand.
Is there anything that I, as a 51-year-old, would be interested to know about what's going on as a 14-year-old, like with youth culture or with, like, I feel like I'm pretty good with keeping up with, like, youth culture more than most people my age. Sorry, I just killed an ant. But is there anything that the adults just don't understand or don't know?
Okay, our culture just sucks compared to the uh-huh. this, like, you when you were your age.
When I was your age?
I mean, wait. When you were our age.
Yeah.
Right, when I was 14, right.
When you were our age, your culture was way cooler than when we are our age. Uh-huh.
How's that?
Like, the social media, like, basically social media is, like, how quickly can we spread dumb ideas?
Yeah.
And so, like, the dumbest ideas become, like, oh my god, this is the most funny thing, like, in the world.
I feel like social media is kind of killing our culture, because it then gets passed down to a lot of younger kids, and there's not, like, a... Do you know brain rot, right? We don't have to spend very much time talking about it. But it's just like, that's the kind of, like, how quickly can dumb ideas spread, and somehow people think it's funny even though it's not funny at all.
Yeah, and it's crazy addictive as well.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't even understand how to use the slang of my generation.
Skibbity toilet.
I just, no. You're not allowed to say that in my presence.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, really?
No.
All right, Ohio.
I had to ask my brother, like, how to use slang, because I was just going to fail in high school, I felt like, because, like, everyone knows the slang. I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
You just don't need to. You just back away from them and say, no, I'm not even talking to you if you're doing that.
Are you guys on social media?
No.
I mean,
YouTube is the only one, but YouTube. I don't even watch, like, shorts. Yeah. I've, like, if I go to short form, I will never return because it's so addictive.
I just
refrain from ever going to short form anything.
Yeah.
I watch short form, but it's not, like, brain rot. It's usually just, like, I watch just one, like, improv group, and then I also watch, like, other stuff. And then I also am on Instagram, but that's mainly just see what my friends are doing.
Right.
And you.
Right.
So, yeah.
and the Buddha.
I'm like, oh, yeah, Jeff. You still exist.
Yeah, you guys still exist. Do you wish that you could just eliminate social media altogether?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it's bad for, like, social?
Except for YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is good.
I don't even think that's social media. Though.
No, that's not even. Yeah. Unless you're, like, posting, it's not social media, if that makes sense.
Right. But is it hard to be, a middle schooler or almost a high schooler and, like, to have to deal with that? I can't imagine going to high school or anything with having all that social, like, having social media. Like, we couldn't even contact each other unless we picked up the telephone.
It's stressful because you want to fit in, but then if you're not chronically online, then it's almost like you don't fit in. So it's, like, very stressful. But then at the same time, people are like, oh, just ignore it. But it's hard.
Huh. Yeah, I get it.
Like, especially middle school, like, they're just staying weird words constantly.
It's like damned if you do, damned if you don't, in a way.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
At my school, I was super lucky. I found, like, a group of kids who were all not online and who were all really funny. And we got along and didn't really have to worry about, like, fitting in with the kids who understood all the mm-hmm. all the chronically online crap that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like and some of those kids are coming with me to high school. So I don't feel like too afraid.
Right.
Do
you feel like there's, like, pressure to be on social media?
No. I mean, I don't feel it.
That's good. Oh, you
are you going to clean up the ants?
It's making me sad. I'm going
to... I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that was going to upset you that much. But it's just one ant.
It's moving. It's like twitching. Oh. I feel bad.
Children these days are very sensitive.
I picked up a moth.
Was it twitching?
By its wings.
Was it twitching?
It was twitching.
Yeah, it was like...
You, like, slapped it and, like, killed its abdomen, but the rest of it was like... Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like,
that
it was twitching, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty... I didn't notice that.
Death Twitches.
Yeah.
That's the next name of my new band.
Death Twitches?
Death Twitches.
That's a great name for a band.
Oh, wait, I'm not
going to... It might not be... You can't really do happy songs in a name band called Death Twitches, or maybe you can throw them for a loss.
It's totally gonna be called that. I immediately forgot the name. And then
Death Twitches.
Thank you. And then it's gonna be the happiest song ever.
It's gonna be like lovely, lovely music about like
we're
love,
all happy
and romance and friendship.
It'll throw people for a loop because they'll be like coming to like a death metal show, and you guys will be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, head.
Be happy.
Sunshine and clouds. And or we could be like, whoa, blah, blah, blah. You never know.
We could be like that band that I don't really like, but they're kind of admirable, System of a Down.
Oh, yeah.
That like goes one between great album, stuff, yeah. And then like, and then goes crazy.
I mean, the songs that I remember the words to are the ones from my youth. I remember those. I remember every single word. It's That's weird cool. how your memory works. When you're my age, you'll remember all the songs you know right now.
I remember mm-hmm. like a lot of the songs that I did musicals for, obviously, because mm-hmm. I had packs in for like 6 months.
Yep.
I think we will not be a good representation of our generation. Like when we grow up, we will not be like. We will not be like, oh yes, the good old days when we were listening to this music, which was popular. Because I don't listen to any of the popular mm. music.
But that's
I
do sometimes. But... Why do you think that's not a good representation of your generation? Oh, you mean like a stereotypical?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because you know how like people be like, let's go to a '90s party, and then they play like '90s music, and everyone knows it. I feel like we're gonna be the people who go to a 2010s party, and are like, what the hell is this music?
Yeah, we're like, well, this is the stuff that just gave me trauma in my childhood. Go
but
away.
There's nothing wrong with that
like,
though. Like
this was played on repeat for every show. I watched. I cannot listen to this anymore.
Like, right, yeah. Right. Well, there's something to be said for not following the groove of society's yeah. thing, you know, for staying outside yeah. of that groove,
yes,
because yeah. society is going to tell you as you get older to be a lot of things. And yeah. I yeah. think it's a good thing to really think hard whether you should accept or reject these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like most of the music we listen to is probably music from your generation.
Oh, that's nice.
Like sometimes I know I listen to a lot of like. Mamma Mia the musical, which is technically
yeah, I never saw that one, yeah, but yeah.
But oh, I love musicals, they're actually so good.
Oh really? What's your favorite musical?
Currently it's Epic, which is not a stage
I don't know that
production
one.
Yet. It's it is actually a popular musical, but like kind of it was
written in 6 parts.
Yeah,
right?
It was written in 9 sagas.
Oh. It's like an intense thing.
It's about you,
oh, really?
Know the, you know the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the Odyssey.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's like it's really good. Some songs are questionable, but like I, it was like written as a someone's college like final project thingamabob. So
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Like a thesis or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
thesis.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm gonna do. All right,
yeah.
musical for my
oh,
absolutely
definitely should.
Like that's
yeah, you totally
so cool.
Should.
Well, so it's a great musical.
How about the Music Man, you like the Music Man? So,
76
trombones.
An asshole,
and
so.
He is too. He's a complete.
Like,
he's Trump
yeah.
basically.
I
mean, the guy in that really is. He scams the whole town, and then when they forgive him, they're like, oh, he's a nice guy.
And doesn't he? Isn't he the one who does the 67 trombones?
Yeah, 76 trombones in the big parade.
Yeah, I've also sung a song from the Music Band.
He's a complete scam artist, and then he's okay at the end. It's yeah. it's kind of a hilarious, amazing. Do you have any questions for a 51-year-old man?
Tell me about your childhood. Like, what's the weirdest thing that happened to you?
The weirdest thing that happened to me.
Like, my mom has a lot of like. My mom has like a lot of mom lore. Do you have any uncle lore?
Oh yeah.
Well, I was telling Owen earlier that my sister used to, like, she was really into horses back in the day. So her and her friends, I think one other friend or something, they used to, like, trot around the backyard and, like, jump over like invisible
amazing.
Things. Yeah,
That's
pretend
amazing.
To be, like, horses.
Absolutely
amazing. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Weirdest thing for me, though, like, I was sick a lot when I was a kid. I was in the hospital a lot, like, for weeks at a time.
Not hospital, but wow.
Yeah, I had pneumonia a lot. I was real sick. I had asthma real bad. And I spent a lot. And I think that's, like, I'm kind of cautious as an adult. And I think it's a result of being in, being sick a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
Super big outcast in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, the nerdiest of the nerdy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad. But, you know, it worked out because then you go to, like, a high school reunion. You see the kids that used to make fun of you. And they're all, like, fat and, like, miserable. So it actually works out real well in the end, you'll find. What about weird things from your guys? What's the highlight of your 14-year life so far?
Leaving middle school. Getting out.
I feel
a
you.
Highlight.
I did make a lot of different friends last year, so that was pretty fun.
That's nice.
Yeah. Highlight, I think the highlight of my middle school was going to Albuquerque.
Okay.
We got to, like, perform in Albuquerque.
Cause
we go to a hippie school, and our music teachers are, like, world-renowned in their kind of music teaching. You know ORF?
Yeah.
It's like this thing where you just have a bunch of kids on xylophones. And that's the entire idea.
That's fun.
And so, basically, my music teachers are, like, big shots in the ORF world.
Oh.
And so, we went to Albuquerque for an ORF conference, and we performed for all of them. And it was, like, incredible. It was, like, one of the best experiences ever. Because, like, first of all, it was xylophones. So that was exciting.
Right.
But, like, I didn't actually play the xylophone at all. I just danced and played other instruments.
Orf.
I played the cymbals at one point. Just the like the monkey guy.
That's a hard instrument to play.
Beautiful.
That's a tough one, yeah.
It is hard, because if you mess up, you just ruin everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so scary,
it's all timing, right? Timing.
I was terrified that
right.
entire time.
What about you, Savvy? What do you got?
The band teachers I've had, because I've been to two middle schools, because in sixth grade I was in a different middle school, and then my mom moved.
Right.
But basically, the first middle school I went to, the band teacher was good, but we didn't perform. The second middle school stayed at that middle school. But in seventh grade, the teacher we had did not know how to teach. And then, but this year, I had a great band teacher. She was the best person ever. And so my highlight was just band class, because that honestly got me through the day. And it was so fun because we had all our classes every day. So I got band every day.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we got to play Pink Panther, which is the best song.
Oh,
it was so fun.
That's amazing.
And then also they had like student directors, and I was band president. It was so fun. I love band.
Oh,
but
that's great.
Yeah.
It
was also great because we did a concert and I was the only one who got the rhythm right. And
Got an A.
Yep. Made that entire year. My brother learned to play the clarinet. We had this idea where, like, for a talent show, he would play it, and I would just, like, hop around him in a Pink Panther costume.
Oh, that's
awesome. And all I would do. I wouldn't do anything. I would just hop around.
Oh, that's great. I love that. How long ago was that?
Like when I was five.
I can picture your brother playing clarinet now. Anything else to comment on or say, or anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Anything that you find very satisfying. Like, unbelievably. Like, just, like, tiny things that are really satisfying. Like, I find, like, new whiteboard markers are, like, the most intensely satisfying things.
I find the smell of laundry, like, clean laundry, oh, it's beautiful.
It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, clean sheets, that's a cliche, but it is quite nice to get into a bed with clean sheets.
But it smells so good. Like, if someone gave me, like, a laundry perfume, I would wear it.
You can probably just buy dryer sheets.
It's such a good smell.
Yes, it is a really good
You don't understand my love for this.
You know what else is very satisfying is getting out of these woods and going to take the first hot shower you've had in a long time.
Yes, I'm doing that today.
Incredible. I'm really thrilled for that today.
Sleeping in your own bed.
And then I also have face masks and stuff, so I'm just going to chill.
Anything to say to my audience from two 14-year-old young women?
Ooh, I want to... my newsletter. Listen to my newsletter.
Go for it.
Read my newsletter. Okay, go on Substack, look up... Silly String and Other Musings. I have random articles about random stuff, and you should read them. They're
subscribe
great.
To that.
Yeah. I would also like to say we have a SoundCloud account because we write music.
Okay.
I have a lot of SoundCloud, but our personal together. SoundCloud, go to Correct Technically. We have some music. Some of it's not very good, but one of them's really good.
Yeah. Oh, we need to record our song today.
Oh, we also have a new song that's coming out at some point.
Yeah, I heard it last night. It was good.
I like the
harmonies quite a bit, yeah.
What else is there? Go to Tiny Plastic Joy on SoundCloud.
Wow, there's a lot of plugging going on.
Go to Rapid Neutral Response on SoundCloud, and then after that, go to Rapid Neutral Shenanigans, where we just do other stuff. I have a quote from my friend Victoria. Shout out to Victoria.
Yeah.
She says, these are the days. It's not those were the days. These are the days. So do it. Go do whatever you want to do.
I love that.
Now, right now.
And also, this is it.
This is it, yeah.
This is it
right here.
There's no preparation. This is now.
There's no future. There's
YOLO.
No past. YOLO.
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 Very important.
Thank you guys for coming on so much.
That was very fun.
Thank you guys.
All
right.
It brought me joy and it brought them joy. And that feels good. The podcast keeps giving. I'm leaving on Sunday and I'll be ready to leave by Sunday. This place is beautiful and very peaceful. But I think part of the thing I love about this place is the people that all come here. And when a lot of them leave, it's just not the same. It's the end of day 10. I'm in a tent. In a sleeping bag, I'm very cozy. Today was a good day. I rode an epic 10-mile bike ride with my nephew that was one of the most, honestly, epic bike rides of all time that I've ever done anyway. It was like a 17,000 or 1,700-foot decline. We were going fast. It felt somewhat perilous at times, and then the uphill parts were almost deadly, but we did it. We're at 7,000 feet here, and the altitude is doing something to me. And then we had dinner, delicious dinner, and then we sat around the fire. And then me and Owen, my nephew, went for a night bike ride out to the lake. And it's so dark and quiet out here after 10 o'clock. It's just so peaceful. And then you look up, and the sky is just a bed of stars. Kind of indescribable. We also biked up to a place called Cell Phone Hill. Every night we go down to the lake to watch the sunset, and you can just see the mountain glow, right? You don't see the sun setting because it sets behind us, but you see the mountains glow as the sun goes down, changing colors from pink to red to orange. It's amazing. But anyway, Owen was like, I'm going to the Cell Phone Hill. There's another spot. You can see the sun actually set like the other direction. And so I followed him up there.
And yeah, we sat on this rock on the top of Cell Phone Hill and watched the sunset. I mean, it was incredible. And it was just quiet. And it was like we were totally alone on that rock. When you get to a place in the woods that's this remote, and you know you're going to be there for a while, your first instinct is to kind of resist. To kind of be like, no, I'm losing all my stuff. I'm dirty all the time. I'm not getting to shower very often. I have to crap in an outhouse. But then after a day or two for me, you start to sink into it. And then you start to understand. And your brain starts to find some sort of peace. I'm on a kayak on Wright's Lake right now. You can probably hear the wind pretty badly. Hold on. Maybe that's better. For a second, anyway. It's Saturday afternoon. Everybody's gone but me and my sister. She's back at camp reading a book. I'm having a leisurely paddle around Wright's Lake. Perhaps my last one of the year. It's very pretty. It's very sunny. It's kind of relaxing. But I'm also ready to go. Ready to move on to somewhere else. Gotta keep this trip moving. Having a lot of thoughts about a lot of things on this trip, but I don't remember any of them now because I'm on a kayak. So that's all. Bye. Day 11, I think. Last night at Wright's Lake. There is something weirdly opening about Wright's Lake. I've wondered for a long time what it was about Wright's Lake that seemed to capture my sister and the people who she hung out with. And now after being there twice, I'm like, all right, there's something there. Or is it that it's just a matter of like getting into the woods and getting out of your comfort zone that makes all the difference? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Day 12. Sunday. August something. I just left Wright's Lake campground in the El Dorado wilderness, and I'm now driving towards Sacramento on Route 50. Anyway, it was lovely up there in the mountains, but now I am heading back towards civilization and to my friend Kirsten and Ryan's house in San Jose. I had no cell service up there, so I have about 200 emails and a shit ton of text messages. So I got to look at those at some point, but yeah, it was a great week in the mountains, and I am dirty. Two strange things that happened at Wright's Lake this year. When I got there, the first day, there was like a helicopter rescue of some hiker on a trail not far at all from the campground down in Black Lake. That was exciting. And then somebody, you know, you poop in these, or you go to the bathroom in these vault toilets. They're just fancy outhouses. I don't know why they call them vault toilets. It's not a vault. Makes this seem somehow regal. It's not regal. It's just a hole in the ground, basically. And at some point about halfway through my stay, somebody shat on the floor of the vault toilet. Well done. So I'm driving through California's Central Valley. It's a very distinct looking area of the country because it's got green trees everywhere, but then just brown grass. This is where the California flag comes from, brown grass, because most of California is covered with this brown grass. I don't know why, but that's what it is. It's very pretty. It's picturesque. It's different. It's a much different landscape than you're used to seeing. Usually you see green or I don't know what other color, but it's so distinctly light brown grass punctuated with all these little green trees. Very interesting. So I am officially heading back into civilization. I am about an hour and 15 minutes from San Jose, from Silicon Valley, and the traffic is getting intense. I think it's the most intense traffic I've had the whole trip. And it feels fine, you know? It's a long trip. America's made of big cities and small cities,
And the San Francisco Silicon Valley area is one of the largest population centers of our country. So, of course, there's going to be traffic.
So I have arrived intact in San Jose. I am presently in my friend Kirsten and Ryan's tiny house in their lovely backyard here in a lovely neighborhood here in San Jose. I come here quite a bit. They're very generous with letting me stay here kind of whenever I want, which has been wonderful over the last 5 to 10 years because it's really helped us to rekindle our friendship that we have. I've been friends with Kirsten and Ryan since, well, I've been friends with Kirsten since I was, God, 4, 5, 6 years old. I don't know, many, many, many years. And Ryan I've known probably since I was 15, 16. So, old friends, and they have kids now, and I've gotten to know the kids really well. I love them, too, so it's nice to be here. It's like a second home, and it was also nice to take a shower when I got here, and now it's nice to just sit here and do nothing for a little while because I'm tired as fuck. I'm happy to be here, but I'm tired as fuck.
Hola, hello. Buenos dias, bonjour.
It is day 14. I'm in San Jose, staying in my friends Kirsten and Ryan's tiny house. I've kind of been unwinding for the last couple days. I'm going to San Francisco on Saturday through Monday, I think, to hang out with my sister and my nephew again. We're going to this beautiful place near Muir Woods called the Tourist Club. It's a beautiful little hiking club about 45 minutes north of San Francisco. The weather's beautiful here. It's about 70 degrees. Yeah, it's really nice here. I feel so comfortable with my friends and their whole family, frankly. I feel like a member of the family, and that's really makes me feel good, so it's fun to be here. So my friends Kirsten and Ryan, we hung out all the time when we were in our late 20s in Cleveland, Ohio. We'd go to this bar every Thursday called the Mars Bar, and, you know, mayhem ensued. We had a lot of good times. We also went to college together, but then they moved to New York City right before 2001, and I moved into their house in Cleveland, and then I moved to Korea. I moved to Savannah, Georgia. Eventually, I ended up in New York when they were still living there, and they abruptly moved from New York about a year after I moved there out here to California. And we kind of lost touch for a bit because of the distance and, you know, everybody's living their own lives. And then they bought this house and built this tiny house. And I started coming out here, I think the first time was right after they got it built in about 2019. And yeah, I've been coming here once or twice a year ever since just to hang out. And it's been great because we've rekindled our friendship and I have gotten to know their kids really well. And it's been really beautiful in so many ways. So truly grateful.
It's Wednesday. I left 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 or 3? Jesus Christ. I think it was just 2.
Yeah, I left 2 weeks ago. Jesus Christ. How about that?
Well, time sure does go weirdly when you are moving. But at the moment, I'm not moving. And I haven't moved for a couple days. And that's okay, because I moved a lot for a week and a half.
I was talking last night to Millie, my friend's daughter. She suggested I start making some merch, which is a great idea. I just don't know who would buy it. I don't think I have enough listeners to buy merch at this point, but maybe it'll be a prize, or maybe I don't even have to make the merch. Maybe I can just like design it, and then if somebody wants to buy it, they buy it, you know, and then you can buy it, and you'll have like the first generation of merch. That'll be the merch that they sell, like, distressed or worn versions of at Target in 30 years, you know? Like your Pink Floyd shirts of today, or your Rolling Stone shirts of today, which you can now buy used appearing versions of in a Target near you. I guess I'm just kind of wrapping up episode 3, putting a little button on the end of episode 3 of the first, I guess, leg of the road trip, the westward version. I hope this was fun
for you guys to listen to. I've heard from a few people, and I appreciate that a lot. But I really do hope this is fun, or was fun, for you to listen to. Experience it with your ears, my travels. I'm super critical of my stuff, so I listen to these episodes and I'm like, this is not my best work. But then people send me text messages and are like, oh, I love this. So maybe I'm not a good judge of my own work. Maybe nobody is. Maybe I should just try to shut my brain off and just make the work that seems okay. Because a lot of this feels rushed, you know? But I guess I do a lot of my best work under pressure. And that's, you know, why I end up waiting till the last minute to make everything. Because I feel like in my head I work better under pressure, and that's how I make my best work. And it might partially be true, but only because I've been doing it for so long that that's just how my brain works now. But I do need to fix that because it's not great. It's not healthy, and it's not conducive to a relaxing life. I'm trying to think of something profound to end this with, but I've got nothing. So I'm just going to end it, I guess. And I'm going to say thank you for listening in the outro, so I don't need to do that, because this is not an outro. This is just the end of the main content. See, this is how I overthink everything now. You're getting a look into my mind right now. Isn't that exciting for you? Have you stopped listening at this point? Because I might have. No, I wouldn't have. This is fascinating content. It's like you're looking inside somebody's brain. It's great. It's great stuff. But now I have to end it, and I am going to end it just like this. All right, that was me then, and this is me now, but to you now then. Whoa. That was a fun episode for me to make, and I hope you get to feel it. Thank you to everybody who participated in it. I'm not going to name you all by name, but you know who you are, and I appreciate you. I'm not sure what the episode will be next week, because I am heading to Bogota, Colombia on Sunday morning. So, something will come out on Tuesday. That I can assure you. What it will be, I cannot make a prediction in that vein. So, it will be a surprise to everybody, including me. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate your consistency. I appreciate your hygiene. I appreciate that you have just spent an hour and 15 or so minutes with me. That means a lot to me. It feels like we're connected in some way, even though we're not necessarily, but we could be more connected if you would email me at onefjeffpod@gmail.com. Send me a voice memo. You want to be on the podcast? Of course you do. Everybody wants to have their voice on a podcast, right? Maybe not, but still, you should want to. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And remember, this is it.
Very good, Jeffrey.